Hello, everybody. Welcome to our basic intro to PowerPoint recording. This is going to take you through a real quick look at what PowerPoint is and the basics of how to use it, just to show you that it's not as intimidating as people tend to think it is. Pranav is going to be conducting this demonstration. Hello, Pranav.
Hello, Sean.
Along with Gino. Who is the third of our
Hi, all.
trio of office instructors? Yeah, exactly. And I'm Char, but that's it from me. I'm gonna hand you over to the men. And here we go.
Okay, so Microsoft PowerPoint is a piece of software. It usually comes with Microsoft Office, and you use it to make presentations. So, a presentation is essentially a way of presenting a concept or an idea, and what you do is you break it up into parts. So, it's a very multimedia experience because what you usually do in a presentation is you have a visual media, which is what you're working on in PowerPoint, so you make what are called slides. So each portion of the presentation is called a slide. And it's not text heavy. So what happens is you make points on the slides. But when you elaborate the points, that is when you speak. So this is usually used, they're used all over the place, whether you are at a conference, whether you are at a work setting, a non-profit, college, even school. Very heavy usage in schools these days. You need to make presentations, and Microsoft PowerPoint is pretty much what a lot of people use. Some people use PDF. There are other pieces of software around, but PowerPoint, as far as we know, is the most frequently used. And that's what we're going to show you. That's what we're going to show you with Office. So when you launch PowerPoint, how do you make a presentation? What you do is, let's say you need to present about, what do we present about, Gino?
What about presenting about some products?
Let's say we are presenting about, I don't know, kitchen products. So what you would do is you would divide the presentation into, let's say, a content slide where you would list the products that you're going to be talking about so that your audience knows what you're going to talk about, and then have a slide on each product. So you'll have your slides could be food processors, cookie sheets, ovens, and I don't know, maybe a little slide on knives as well. So you would have that, you would list the categories on your content slide. And you would then have a slide or two slides, or depending how many you want to, in each category or for each item that you're talking about. Now, the thing to remember about presentations is they're not written like long-form documents. So you have a placeholder for a title, and you have body, and in case you want to add images, you add images. And there are all kinds of ways you can make slides. You can even add videos to slides, you can add animation, you have transitions, that is between slides if you want to add animation, and so on.
Can add
But,
audio.
yep, audio too. How could I forget? And you can play this kind of thing at different times, so whether you want to play it on a click or at different times. So there is a lot of flexibility there. What we're talking about today, though, is let's look at the very basics. How do you actually, what do slides look like? When you launch PowerPoint, what happens? What you can do? So what's going to happen is I'm going to let Gino describe the visual interface to the, you know, what the slides look like by default, and you can make them look like almost anything you want. And then we'll go into a little bit of a demonstration. Okay, so I'm going to release my function key here and hand the floor to Gino.
Hello, everyone. When you first launch PowerPoint, usually you'll end up on a page that gives you a few different options. So you can open up either a blank presentation, or you have options of pre-designed presentations, some templates. If you just open on the blank template, or the blank slide, what we have is we have the ribbon at the top. So if people are familiar with most of the Microsoft, well, all of the Microsoft software, we have the ribbon across the top, which has all your different options. And then on the left-hand side, we have a tree view, which shows all the slides that are currently in the presentation. And then to just to the right of that is the main slide, which is in landscape orientation, as opposed to in Word, where you have the page in portrait. And usually you end up with, you start off with a slide that has a title placeholder and possibly a subtitle placeholder, but that can be all changed. And that's the basic layout of how it looks when you first open up PowerPoint.
Thanks, Gino. And I am going to try and demonstrate this. So I have launched PowerPoint 2016, and I'm on the startup screen where you can choose a template.
Audio screen V1.1 PPTX link key. Data docs accessibility. Audio screen V1.1 PPTX.
And I can see recent files. I'm simply tabbing through this screen.
Open other presentations link Alt-F-O. Search for online templates and themes at Alt-F-S. Blank. New grouping. Start searching button. Start searching Alt-F. Suggested searches. Grouping. Presentations link. Learn more link. Feature grouping. Blank presentation link. Blank presentation Alt-F-L1.
So as you can see, you have hotkeys in a lot of these cases. I'm going to choose a blank presentation for now.
Slide 1, slide 2.
And the way I've done that is I have pressed the Enter key. Now it said there's slide 1, slide view. I am going to hit the tab key again.
Center title placeholder shape. Subtitle placeholder shape. Center title placeholder shape.
So this is the title slide. You know, this is the title of your presentation. And as you can see, I'm tabbing around the different placeholders. These are sections of the slide. Visually, they are thin bands around your text. Where when you create it, okay. So I'm going now. The way you do this is you press the Enter key to activate the placeholder. So
edit multi-line blank.
Modern kitchen.
Center title placeholder shape. The modern kitchen. Subtitle placeholder shape. Edit multi-line blank.
Key products.
Subtitle placeholder.
So let's tab across the slide.
Center title placeholder shape the modern kitchen.
Okay.
Subtitle placeholder shape key products.
Okay.
Should probably say how you got out of the edit.
Oh yes, the way you get out of editing a placeholder is by pressing the escape key. So escape leaves you and takes you back to the object view where you can tab across. Enter takes you into a placeholder. I've got one slide. Okay. And I'm hitting, the way you change slides is page up and page down, but when I hit either key, because there are no other slides in the presentation. So I'm going to hit Control M, M for mic, to add another slide.
Slide 2, slide 2.
Okay.
Title placeholder shape.
And on this, it's a little different. I have title.
Object, placeholder, shape.
Object, which is the body. You can put anything here.
Title, placeholder, shape.
Title.
Object, placeholder, shape.
Object.
Title, placeholder, shape.
So,
line, blank.
Title.
C-I-D-R-R-D-I-C-C-O-N-T-E-N-T-S.
Contents.
Title, placeholder, object, placeholder, shape. Edit multi-line, blank.
I say, sure, what was that? The Vitamix? Was that a food processor? Or was it something else?
Food processor on steroids, so Vitamix work.
Okay, great. So,
food
processors. I hit the enter key to go to the other lines. I say, ovens. Gino, do you want to add anything particularly Australian to the kitchen?
What about microwave?
Okay. Oh, good point.
M-I-C-R-O-A-V-E.
Microwave.
Microwave.
And we say magic.
D-U-L-L-E-T-S. Magic bullets.
Magic bullets.
Object, placeholder, shape, food processor, ovens, microwave, magic bullets.
So, when you tab.
Title, placeholder, shape, contents.
One thing to just make a point of. As you're typing in here, each of those lines is actually a bullet point.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now, you don't see that when you actually are in when you're in the object view. Okay. Now, if I wanted to read this presentation, I would hit F5.
Waiting for PowerPoint dialogue. Slide 2. Contents. Slide 2. Slide 2. Contents. Slide 2. Object.
F5
will microwave magic. 144 points from top slide edge. Present. Slide 2. Cut. Slide 1. The modern kitchen. Slide 2. Slideshow. Slide 1. The modern kitchen. The modern kitchen. Key products. Key products. The modern kitchen.
So I'm in slideshow.
Key products.
Key products. And I hit the space bar.
Contents. Bullet food processors.
Oh, there you go.
Bullet ovens. Bullet microwaves. Bullet magic bullets.
So as you can see, as Gino said, they're all bulleted points. When creating the presentation, it does help if you keep punctuation on. I'm going to set mine to none.
Symbol level none.
Right now. Gino, do you want to tell us what happens when we go into slide view visually?
Yep. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Well, when you're going
Let me get off.
Slide view, you press the F5.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Keep going.
Yeah. What happens is the slide will go into presentation mode. PowerPoint will go into presentation mode. So the slides will take up the whole screen. First slide. Then if you want to move, by default, you press spacebar, and that moves to the next slide, and so on. And then to get out of that, you just need to press escape, and then it'll take you back to PowerPoint.
Yeah. So I've hit the... So I'm back, I hit the escape key, it says presentation 1 PowerPoint, and let me sort of take you through the ribbon as well, not the whole set of course, but just the first tab.
Ribbon, tab control, home, tab selected, alt, H.
This is home, we go down into the lower ribbon.
Clipboard, group, paste, split button, collapse, paste, CTRL-V, paste button, paste, CTRL-V.
I'll take you through the groups. And I'm hitting control right arrow.
Slides, group, in, new slides, split button, collapse, new slide, CTRL-M, new slide button, new slide, CTRL-M. Layout alt H, reset button, reset alt H, Q. Paragraph grouping, bullet split button, collapse, shapes button, more alt H, SH, edit grouping, find, button, find, file tab, button, alt F.
Okay, that's the backstage view.
Quick access, toolbar, toolbar, save button, save, slide.
Okay. And that's PowerPoint. In a nutshell.
So that is PowerPoint in a nutshell. That's the basics of creating a presentation, adding slides, adding text to your slides, and viewing a slideshow. If you want to know more than that, i.e. how to put images in and add audio and themes and so on and make incredibly snazzy presentations, keep an eye out for our upcoming PowerPoint course and feel free to sign up. And because we teach you all of that stuff and more. It's an absolutely fabulous course. So if this captured your interest, we hope to see you there. In the meantime, if you have any questions or comments, you can email Cavi, cavi-instructors@ciscovision.org, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
So one of the other things we teach you besides creation is to ensure that your presentation is formatted correctly. And we also teach you how to present effectively as a blind presenter, because you're dealing with multiple audio sources. And presentations can be dynamic environments. You may not have all the feedback that you really need, because you'll be standing up on stage and there could be 200 people sitting there.
So we help you learn to present effectively, even though you are listening to speaker notes in one ear and trying to keep your attention on what you're doing and blah, blah, blah. We give you tips for doing that and for having your presentations look professional.
Yeah. Okay.
Excellent. So we'll see you guys there. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Thanks, Gino and Prenev.